from KQED.
We begin in Los Angeles, where yesterday a jury found former L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca guilty. His crimes, obstruction of justice, conspiring to hinder an FBI investigation, and lying to investigators. We now turn to KPCC's Annie Gilbertson, who has been covering the story. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning, John.
This case began as a 2011 FBI probe of jails and guards under Baca's supervision. What did prosecutors say Baca actually did?
Right. They said that Baca led the conspiracy to block the FBI's investigation into the Los Angeles County jails. The FBI wanted to know if inmates were being mistreated. They started going into the jails secretly and found some informants to work with them, some inmate informants among them. The FBI got a sheriff's deputy to smuggle in a cell phone to an inmate in an undercover sting. But when sheriff's deputies found this phone, they realized the FBI was investigating them. Federal prosecutors said the sheriff at the time, Lee Baca, was not happy about that. A federal official testified that Baca said, "I'm the goddamn sheriff. These are my goddamn jails." Prosecutors said Baca was then the leader of the conspiracy that unfolded.
Now, we should mention real quick that the L.A. County Jail is a notoriously dangerous place.
Well, there's been allegations for years that inmates had been mistreated, that there were people that had seen inmates that had been beat even in handcuffs, particularly the 3,000 floor, which housed a lot of potentially violent inmates. There was allegations that deputies were repeatedly using excessive force on those inmates.
Now, Baca had been tried once before. The jury in that case couldn't reach a decision earlier this year. Was there anything noticeably different in how the government presented their case this time around?
Yeah, it's widely believed that their case was a lot tighter this time around. From the prosecutor's point of view, they brought in many former employees of Baca, including a captain, a deputy, his driver. A number of them had actually already been convicted or pleaded guilty for their role in the scheme. And in talking to a juror afterwards, he said, you know, that showed something, that these people were able to come forward, and he believed their testimony, and then that reflected back on Baca, that activity was actually illegal.
Now, Lee Baca faces 20 years in prison, potentially as part of the sentencing in this. The 74-year-old is also facing the beginnings of Alzheimer's disease. What is he saying about this verdict, which could land him in prison for the rest of his life?
Well, he's vowing to appeal this verdict.
Now, you've known me for a long time. I am a faith-based person. My mentality is always optimistic, and I look forward to winning on appeal.
And is there any idea of what he would base that appeal on?
All along the way, Baca's defense attorney was really laying the groundwork for a potential appeal. One of the bigger issues on this time around, the second trial, was the fact that prosecutors successfully were able to argue to limit the type of character witness testimony. All of that was put into the court record and could be potentially used on appeal.
KPCC's Annie Gilbertson joined us from Los Angeles. Annie, thank you.
You're welcome.